fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're here on Monday. It is Monday, the 26th day of September, and it is Firearms Monday. The purpose of the day is to get your Gwinter car kit ready, whatever that is for the area you live in or the areas you travel to. Make sure you've got what you need, that it's in good condition and ready for use. And that would just be a smart thing to do for all your vehicles. In agreement, because he is such a patient. My friend Sam Andrews had a teenage daughter just like I did. Men who've had teenage daughters tend to be very patient unless they end up someplace because they couldn't be patient. We're going to be talking about things related to firearms. Sam has a website for Freedoms Here in the USA that is freedomtrain.net. That's a little bit easier than the original one, freedomtrain.net. The telephone down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, become part of a group purchase of thermal imaging. That telephone is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. Do you have a good connection with me?
I believe I do. Yes, sir.
Okay, mine is not good right now. I'm going to disconnect and try to rejoin here in just a second.
Okay, we will carry on until you get that done, sir. While he's reconnecting, I first met Sam the fall of 1994 assignment I had. We didn't get to know each other very well then, but a few years later some things came up and we got to know each other, worked together on some assignments, executive protection assignments, and we've since become very good friends. I asked Sam to be a speaker at my wife's memorial service, which he agreed to do so, and it was I was very grateful that he did that. Sam's the real deal, and he's been around the planet doing various assignments, which we don't talk very much about that for reasons that should be obvious to people who've been involved in such activity. But we work together now with Freedom Center USA. I teach concealed carry training at Freedom Center at Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. I'm also a student at Freedom Center USA, learning to become a precision marksman, a precision rifleman. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the first time you seeing a photograph is one thing, but when you're actually standing on the firing line the first time on a 1,000-yard range, it is absolutely breathtaking. It really is. That's 10 football fields, 3,000 feet, well more than half a mile. And you stand there and look down there and you think, is it really possible a human being can pick up a rifle and hit a steel plate at that distance, a 12-inch diameter steel plate the size of a dinner plate at that distance? Is that even humanly possible? I assure you that it is. It definitely is. And that's the kind of skills taught at Freedom Center USA by Sam and the instructors, the world-class instructors that Sam has there, at very reasonable prices, by the way. Lebanon, Missouri itself is a treat for people coming from out of town, especially from the East Coast or West Coast, to find that a place where nobody wears a mask, there's no social distancing, prices for good quality hotels are very reasonable. The restaurants serve great food at great prices, and people think, act, and behave normal in Lebanon, Missouri. And Sam, it looks like you're back with us, sir.
I am back with you.
And how's your audio now?
Good to be
now?
With you, John.
Okay.
It's a little better.
Yes, sir. Outstanding. Well, Skype has its good issues and bad issues. I'm going to be talking to the technicians at RBN about possibly switching over to Zoom. I've had better luck with Zoom than I have Skype in some matters, but that's a matter to be looked at and possibly worked on later. Well, Sam, our midterm elections are coming up in less than 50 days. It's 40-something days. I don't have the exact day count. 40-something days until the midterm elections. The consensus seems to be that the Republicans will once again control the House. Of course, that's not definite, but it seems to be going that direction. Last I heard, there's some debate about whether Republicans may or may not take control of the Senate. There seems to be no firm conclusions in that regard. And all elections are important, but this one is particularly important, isn't it, sir?
Well, it's pivotal for the U.S., and it really boils down to, do we allow them to steal this election and manipulate this election, or have we done ahead of time the proper work that needed to be done? Did we get our states to go to paper ballots? Did we get rid of the electronic voting machines? Do we require you to be a citizen and prove it before you vote? These are the things that all needed to be done, and we've had 2 years almost to do them at this point, and so many states did not do their job. And so I expect to see, honestly, another giant election theft, because I don't think the people have done their due diligence this time around. And if that happens, we're in a lot of trouble in this country.
Well, my information is that 12 states have made election reforms. I don't know how detailed or complete, but 12 states have made election reforms. And due to the documentary 2,000 Mules, there will be tailgate parties at these ballot drop boxes all over the country, running all night long with people enjoying each other's company, drinking coffee, and video recording everybody who makes a deposit in the drop boxes. All 50 states did not make election reforms, but at least 12 made some election reforms.
Well, so in this case, it's going to matter. The people that are opposing fraud, if you oppose it in the places where Republicans can win Senate seats, and you do an effective job at that, then the Republicans can take the Senate back. If you don't oppose it in the key states, but you impose it in states where the Republicans are already senators and are already going to win handily, you're not doing anything to help your country. All you're doing is is mitigating fraud that won't change the outcome of your local election. A lot of people don't realize, John, all elections are state elections. Even our national election are run by the states. The worst thing we could do is let the government federalize elections. Because if they're run by the states, then we can go each state individually and fix the election laws and make for fair elections again at some point. But if we lose the Senate and lose the House in this election, Biden will accelerate. We'll have a social credit digital currency system crammed down our throats. We'll have gun confiscation crammed down our throats, and literally we'll likely be in a civil war by next August of 2023. You'll see a financial collapse. You'll see the stock market take a bigger dive than it already has. You're going to see all of this stuff happen. So I hope that there are savvy Republicans with an active plan to oppose election fraud in these key states with Senate elections.
Well, I agree, Sam. And of course, I don't have the answers to your questions. That's a complex matter with a lot of all the nuances nationwide of all the political status of 50 states. But regardless of that, something we can announce to all our listeners in all 50 states and U.S. territories is to make sure you're registered to vote. Voter registration has to take place weeks before the election. And in some jurisdictions, it's probably too late to be registered to vote. But if it's not too late, be sure to register to vote. Yeah, go ahead.
I would think 30 days, you know, would be the minimum. But I could tell you this, John, that the American people are about to learn the lesson that if you don't get involved in politics and civil affairs, your destiny is to be ruled by lesser evil men. And that's been going on in this country for a while now. And it's time to turn it around.
Well, a good example is these school board elections. This is an example where men and women just let somebody else do it. They're busy with their lives, their careers, watching sporting events, whatever it may be. And they may be aware that a school board elections took place, but they really didn't pay attention to it. It turns out there was a nationwide group that was paying attention to it, and these were the socialists / communists, what I call the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims. They were paying very careful attention to these school board elections. And let's remind people, the men and women who become U.S. congressmen, U.S. senators, they start out at the local level, for the most part, becoming a state rep or a state senator or a school board member, don't they, sir?
Yes, and it's important to realize that everything other than an international invasion and international trade is a local issue. And if you don't run good people for your school board and you pick solid people for your local state representative and your county councils and your city councils, if you don't get involved in local government, then these Chinese communist sympathizing liberal, I don't even want to use the word, will take over, and they have. And it really is time to take our country back at every political level. I'm just not sure we can do it with the corrupt voting machines and the corrupt vote counting machines. It's going to be very difficult.
Absolutely. You got a question or comment? This is Farmers Money. Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Any pending legislation at the national level regarding firearms that we need to be aware of, sir?
Nah, the Democrats get really quiet about gun control right before an election. Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is amazing. But that's expected, isn't it?
Yeah, it is expected. And you know, a lot of people are shocked when they come to the Freedom Center or they call me about training at the Freedom Center. Well, how do I get my guns there? How do I get my ammunition there? How do I do this? How do I do that? And we start talking about state gun laws.
Right.
And I explain to them that Missouri is what we call free America. You don't need a concealed permit to carry a gun concealed in Missouri. You don't need the government's position, permission to go from this state to that state. You don't need, you don't need, you don't need. It's basically free here. And they are astonished when I tell them this.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes I mention on my radio that I could buy 200 acres here in my neighborhood and have a development of 100 homes and have no building permits, no inspections, no anything except the septic system, which is a pretty smart thing. And people are shocked. They can't put up a 10 by 10 foot storage shed in their backyard without inspections and permits. And I can build a 100 house subdivision with no inspections and no building permits. And people are shocked to find that out, aren't they?
Yeah, it really is an awakening for people. You know, we've had so many people move to Missouri in the last 4 years, partially because of this show, John. And it's amazing when they come here and they realize that the government doesn't crawl up the back end of them every time they blink. And it's because Missourians won't tolerate that. And right now we're trying to get rid of the real estate tax in Missouri.
That
has to be done county by county.
Right. It's been about 16 years ago. There was a public meeting at an auditorium in Steeleville, and these smiling, well-dressed public officials were talking about how great it would be to have meters on people's private water wells and charge them money to draw their water out of their well. They almost needed a police escort to get out of there safely. It was that bad. It really was. And I was in the front row, and my neighbors, you could just about hear the lever actions of their Model 94 3030s being cocked. I mean, it was pretty tough. They never did that again, by the way. They never came back.
Well, it's amazing that people even propose this garbage. You know, I have long said that every liberal on this planet is nothing but a budding control freak tyrant trying to break out. And when you think about that and you realize what's going on, the first thing that I tell people is that the first thing you need to know about human nature is this. If there is a person seeking power over another human being, that should be a huge red flag to you. And it doesn't matter if it's a minister, a politician. Anytime you see a human being seeking a position of power over another human being, that should be a huge warning to you. You should be doing your due diligence and investigating that person to a high, high degree.
Well, Sam, I'm personally acquainted with Missourians who own fully operational tanks, with the main gun and the machine guns being fully operational. I have knowledge of a couple of brothers. You know what a Cessna Skymaster is, for example?
Sure.
Aircraft? Okay. For those who don't know, the Cessna Skymaster is a twin-engine airplane that doesn't require a twin-engine certification because it's a push-pull. One propeller is in front of the other. And these brothers own these two Cessna Skymasters that have hard points where they can mount 50 caliber machine guns, fully operational machine guns.
That's a beautiful thing.
I know another gentleman. He has a fully functional P-51 Mustang with six operational 50 caliber machine guns. Welcome to Missouri, right, Sam?
It's a great state and the last place in the Civil War to surrender. The men in this state don't necessarily feel like being ruled
in Southern Crawford County, we didn't surrender. You didn't know that?
No, like I said, the last place to surrender.
In my neighborhood, there are
parts of Missouri that have yet to surrender.
Well,
I rest my case.
Absolutely. We have we have a break. We'll be right back.
The Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. I am the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture wood-burning stoves, listen carefully, that have no smoke. In stock, ready for immediate shipment. That was not the case a year ago. It is the case now. Check out the details on Liberated Rocket Heaters at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered if you want to sign up for a class or get a custom rifle built beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, before we deviate away from this whole Civil War thing, I was 9 years old when the last Civil War veteran died. I didn't know a Civil War veteran. I could have known one, but I didn't. I could have known a Civil War veteran quite well, but I didn't. So the Civil War, really, in terms of human years and lifetime, wasn't all that long ago, was it, sir?
No, it really wasn't. I had friends whose grandparents were slaves. I had friends whose grandparents were in the Civil War. I guess I'm old, but I'm not quite as old as you are. But we're both old enough to have met and spoken with people. I never have, but we were both old enough. There were a few survivors when we were children.
That's right. That's right. Well, moving on from there, what changes, if any, is there in the price and availability of ammunition and reloading components, sir?
Well, every week there seems to be more and more stuff available. I haven't had any students tell me they can't find ammo in the last, I want to say, 3 or 4 weeks. So that's a really good thing. I would encourage people to buy both practice ammo for training, but also buy ammo for defensive work, which means dealing with a 120 to 300 pound mammal. In the 9mm, we like the Corban 90 and 100 grain plus P rounds. In the 45, we like the 165 grain plus P hollow points. In the 45 ACP, we like the 135 plus P's in the 40 Smith & Wesson. For suppressors, 147 to 150 grains in a 9mm. And we actually use a 250 grain subsonic bullet in the 45 ACPs. It's a very cool deal.
Well, yes, I'm a big fan of 45 ACP myself. Outstanding. What training, upcoming training, is available with open slots, sir?
You know, that's a good question. I'm going to have to look at that and get back to you after the break, because I don't have it at the top of my head right this second.
Okay, well, and we'll also, of course, the break is coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll also need a firearms tip of the week at some point as well. Well, Sam, I watch Fox News as I can. I kind of keep it on in the background, this illegal immigrant thing is a massive issue. I was talking to a very dear friend yesterday. He's personally acquainted with a woman who works for ICE in Europe, a young woman who's I don't know how young she is, but a young woman who wants to do the right thing and carry out her duties properly. She made my friend aware that military-aged men are leaving Ukraine, attempting to get to the United States. They have Nazi tattoos, and she's prohibited from talking about this to her superiors and mentioning it upon pain of being discharged, upon pain of being fired, if she even mentions that these are the men coming out of Ukraine attempting to get the United States, which, of course, they are getting the United States, aren't they?
Well, since when did the United States or any country become a place where we cause someone to lose their job for speaking the truth?
It's become that way.
Yeah, this is disgusting. You know, this is absolutely disgusting. And, you know, and I don't know if you feel this way, John, but I've definitely felt this as I've gotten older. I have gotten less and less and less patience, to the point of having no patience, for people that lie and for people that try to hurt people that speak the truth. I have no more tolerance for this in my life. I am done. I am all out of grace and mercy. If you want to censor someone that's speaking the truth, if you want to try and injure someone or hurt someone that's speaking the truth, I mean, if you go to Acts 7:55, you know, in Scripture, what do you read? You read about Stephen speaking the truth and people gnashing their teeth at him and stoning him to death because he spoke the truth. Is that really where we want to go as a society? I sure hope not. And I sure hope there's some good men in this world that are going to stand up to these evil people working for Satan that want to suppress the truth and destroy people that speak the truth. We need to stand up and oppose this at every opportunity.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, there's a lot there. COVID continues to be a massive issue. The COVID vaccination clot shots, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors regarding these issues at thelibertyman.com. Products that will help you save money, achieve your goals, whatever those goals may be, health-related goals, staying warm in the wintertime goals, at thelibertyman.com, including the energy cleaner. If you place your order for an energy cleaner or a mattress pad to go with it, I personally box it up. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where you can get an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $12 on Friday evenings, and I ship them priority mail wherever you might be on the planet. That's what I do. And, of course, winter's not far away. Liberator rocket heaters are in stock, ready for immediate shipment. They're beautiful. They're elegant. Keep you warm, keep you cozy, and save you money. How good is that? I'm making preparations to do my install here at my place with my Liberator rocket heater so I can stay warm and cozy and save money this winter also. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order for the items I sell at 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews. the website for Freedom Training USA is freedomtrain.net. The telephone is 417-718-2597. Sam, I began my quest to speak the truth the winter of 1968, following the Tet Offensive. In psychological warfare, we had men who'd been drafted from Hallmark cards, professional illustrators. We had a fashion photographer from New York City drafted. We had a man drafted from Lehigh University School of Journalism, and a pressman who ran printing presses professionally before they were drafted. Us 12 of us got together. We were going to publish a newspaper covertly to expose what was really going on during the Tet Offensive and the Vietnam War in general. We were ready. Our first issue was ready to go to press when the Army, our superiors, found out about it, and they shut us down. And that was that. So I've been at this more than half a century, Sam.
Yeah, it's a long time to stand for the truth, and I've known you, I guess, since 1988?
94.
Was it 90?
Yeah, 94.
It was before that. Yeah, I think it was before that, because we had a conversation in my living room in my house in St. Charles County, and... it was actually before that. I think it was 88. 94 was the year before my parents sold Mark Andy. And so, yeah, it would have been before that. I think it's 88, John, actually.
Okay, well, maybe it was. But
so yeah. That's a while. That's 12. That's what, 34 years?
Roger that. Long time.
I can verify that you've definitely been after it for 34 years. I've witnessed it personally. So,
Roger that.
You know, thank you for that.
Well, it's just, you know, I grew up knowing that I should do the right thing for the right reasons. That's how I was raised. We got a call on hold here, Sam. We got Robert in Illinois. Good morning, Robert.
Hello, Sam and John. Sam, speaking of losing jobs, people getting fired and whatnot, you know, you're both aware for years the United States and the companies and the corporations have been exporting jobs to other countries, whether they're building physical factories there or whatnot. But, like, I'll give an example, say, Indian engineers, they could have exported the job, or, you know, a telemarketing firm or whatever, they could have exported the job to an Indian call center, but they're still being paid by the company that's based in the United States. Or they could have physically imported a person from India or elsewhere to be here physically in the United States to do that same job or whatever. Now, in that case, they do what? They replace an American worker. Well, part of this little initiative isn't that they just pay them $20, $50, $50,000 a year or whatever it is. But what they do is they pay, say, the person, they pay the person $20 an hour, but because of the program they have, they're actually charging $50 an hour for that person's hour of work, but only paying them $20. Or perhaps they're paying them $50,000 a year and only paying them $25. So they're skimming off the top by this little trade program they're doing. Well, one of our hosts at RBN the other night read an anonymous letter from somebody they trust. She read it anonymously, but she knows who the person is, suggesting that a lot of these foreign nationals that have been shipping in the United States right now have been being used to replace American workers. And I was talking engineers and architects. I'm talking dishwashers and ditch diggers, that they're using these people, firing John Smith from Arkansas, who's had his job for 10, 15 years making X amount of dollars. They're replacing him with the foreign national, using that same playbook where they're charging $50 an hour for that person's labor and only paying them $15, $20 or whatever it may be. This is the scheme and part of what they're doing by flooding all these, among other things, flooding all these foreign nationals here. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sam, if you got a response.
Well, let's talk about the ugliness of illegal immigration. When you get people flood a system And by system, I mean the logistical system of a community. The government, the grocery stores, the gas stations, the clothing stores, the housing, all of this stuff makes up the logistical system of how people survive. When you have illegal aliens flood an area and immigration in an uncontrolled way, it overwhelms the logistical systems of not only law enforcement, but housing and grocery stores and clothing. And, you know, why do you think moms can't get baby formula? Because the federal government was buying it up and shipping it to the border where all the illegals were coming across in an uncontrolled way. Now, I lay that out as groundwork to this concept. We have had a Republican president, a Republican-controlled House, and a Republican-controlled Senate for multiple years in the last decade. Why is the illegal alien situation never fixed? The same reason the tax system is never fixed. Because the Republicans want the Republicans in control. I should qualify that. The Republicans in control want illegal aliens as bad as the Democrats do. The Democrats want them to increase their votes. They can do more things with illegal votes and illegal voting and take more power by using illegals in the voting process. The Republicans in control and power want illegal aliens coming across so that they can get cheap labor. Now, that's the standard libertarian, ultra-conservative line on immigration. Now, let me tell you the real truth. The Republicans in power and the Democrats in power need the borders open for their human sex trafficking, human slave trade industry. That's what it's all about, folks. And if you want to know why your Republican senators and House of Representatives haven't shut this down, is because the powerful senators and the powerful Republicans in the House are involved in the sex slave trade. And they need human trafficking. You close the border, you don't really slow the drugs down much. The drug dealers are very creative getting around a closed border. It's very difficult to smuggle humans across a closed border. And this is why this issue has never been addressed appropriately and never been fixed in the United States of America. The slave trade, human sex trafficking industry is larger than the drug industry right now, the illicit drug industry. You should have heard this guy at a meeting I was in that ran the counter slave trade for the federal government. He said at the Super Bowl alone, there were 5 sex slaves in the city of Atlanta when they had the Super Bowl in Atlanta. There were 5 sex slaves in Atlanta for every person that bought a ticket to watch the Super Bowl. And they all moved in just for the Super Bowl. They were brought in and they would be transported out the week after.
Every year for decades, it's the biggest fiesta these sickos are ever having. And you get no argument from me. The human trafficking, slavery, whatever, however you want to subtitle it, is their number one commodity and income that they make over drugs, weapons, you name it, and so forth. Good stuff, Sam. Appreciate it. You guys take care.
Okay, Robert, thank you for the call. All right, if you had a chance to look up upcoming training, sir.
I have. I absolutely have. But before we jump to training, I want to address this issue. If anyone heard me say what I just said and thinks, Sam, he's exaggerating. I don't know about that. Ask yourself this simple question. Why is the FBI commandeering the phones of congressmen and arresting and detaining pillow manufacturers that are associated with Donald Trump and not arresting any of Epstein's clients? The only person they put in jail over Epstein's sex crimes and human trafficking is a woman. They haven't arrested, charged, and convicted a single man, and the FBI went to Pedophile Island. They have all the tapes. They know who was there. They have the flight logs. They know everything about it, and they haven't made a single arrest. Ask yourself that question. Why have they not made a single arrest of a client in the Epstein case other than to arrest and convict Ghislaine Maxwell, who, as far as we know, didn't rape a single young girl? But they're out arresting pillow manufacturers. Isn't that interesting?
Right, right. Well, that was an arrest. When you're in a drive-thru of a Hardee's and an FBI car is in front of you, next to you, and behind you, you're not going anywhere, which is effectively an arrest, isn't it, sir?
It is. It's a detainment. And they confiscated his phone without a warrant.
Well, they claim to have some kind of documentation to seize it. And of course, Mike Lindell was on the phone with his attorney, who said, "Mike, just go ahead and give up the phone." A pillow manufacturer.
Here's my answer. Here's my answer, John. I know I don't break the law. I actually understand the law to a degree, probably a little clearer than most police officers. I know I don't break the law. You come to arrest me, I already know it's an illegal arrest. I already know you're up to no good. You try to confiscate my phone without a warrant, you're going to get treated like any other criminal. Period. Dot. End of story.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, okay. Thank you for that update, sir. Now, let's move on to training, if you can.
Yeah, let's talk about training. So, the 1,000-yard precision shooting class, October 8th and 9th, is full. We have several spaces open October 14th, 15th, and 16th in the Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical Rifle course. If you've had the basic course, you're ready to take this course. And this is the most important case. This Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical course is the most important course that you can take to learn how to defend your life, defend your family, defend your neighborhood. This is a critical piece. This is where we go over how to use cover, how to use this. I would highly encourage you, if you haven't signed up for that class, this will be the last one we teach this year. Call me on Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll get you signed up for the Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical course. You have to have had the basic tactical handgun and rifle class, the 4-day course. That's a prerequisite. But if you've had that first 4-day course, you're absolutely eligible to take this course. I would highly encourage you to get in it. It's the last one we're going to do this year. And then we have an Enhanced Marksmanship course, October 22nd, 23rd. And we have the Advanced 1,000-Yard Precision Shooting course, where we do a significant amount of problem solving. We teach you how to use the new Kilo 10K and sync that to your rifle's trajectory. It's a wonderful tool, particularly if you're a long-range hunter. That is October 29th and October 30th, the Advanced 1,000-Yard Precision Shooting course. You must have already had the basic 1,000-yard course to get into the advanced course. And then November 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, the last basic tactical handgun and rifle series 4-day course is being taught. It's being organized through the Hagman Group. I don't know if there are spaces left in that class or not. There may be two or three. Eric at Hagman has not told me that they're full yet. He's managing that class roster. So if you want to get in that November 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th basic tactical class, you'll have to call Eric. If you can't find his number, give me a call, and I'll give you his number, and hopefully we can get you in that class.
All right. All right. Well, outstanding. Outstanding. And, of course, part of your mission statement is to teach people who in turn can become teachers themselves when they go back to their home locations, can't they?
Well, that's the students that we really, really want to have. You know, we started the Freedom Center to give young people a place to learn skills to preserve freedom, and also to teach instructors these higher-end techniques so they can take that back to their local communities and start training people on really effective fighting techniques. And that's our mission, is to train people and train instructors that can be force multipliers and go back and carry this knowledge throughout the country.
I'll be conducting a entry-level precision rifle class myself soon. A couple neighbors of mine, I refer to them as Little House on the Prairie with Internet, and it'll be a fun day for all of us to get these basic skills down and learn the proper way to shoot a 12-inch steel plate from 10 football fields away, which while you're reconnecting earlier this hour, I was mentioning how awe-inspiring it is to stand on that shooting line and look at these targets 10 football fields away. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Ah!
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The website's freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Ladies and gentlemen, the Freedom Center has an ongoing legal battle. Competent, I emphasize the word competent, legal defense is very expensive. And these expenses continue to mount up, don't they, Sam?
Yeah, it's costing us about $35,000-$40,000 a year, but we're coming to trial in January, so we're trying now again to get some money in the coffers to pay for this trial. We think we'll win. We're pretty confident the law is in our favor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, at my website at thelibertyman.com, there's a panel where you can make a quick and easy PayPal contribution and a physical address to mail a check or a money order. And we do solicit these contributions because every little bit helps, doesn't it, Sam?
Boy, it absolutely does. The listeners of the John Moore Show have kept us in this legal fight, and I can't thank you all enough. I mean, you would not believe the little $20, $10 checks that add up and have literally helped us stay in this fight. We wouldn't be in this fight without you guys, so I can't thank you enough. And, John, you know, we've added some things to our webpage at freedomtrain.net. I've got now a gun picks page. We have, if you click on range, you can now see pictures of the facility. You can see the machine shop, the classroom, the Coliseum range, the 1,000-yard range. There's a lot more to look at. So if you haven't been to our website in a month or two, go ahead and take a peek. We've got some videos up. We're going to be adding more videos here in the near future.
Absolutely. And the first time I drove to Freedom Center, I was looking for a sign of some sort. But there's a big rock. What's that color, that big rock you got painted there at the gate?
Well, there's a big purple rock with a bright orange, fluorescent orange edge around it and a purple gate. And you know what's so funny, John? My neighbor who has a very large, I think it's like a 60,000-square-foot chicken egg facility about half a mile away.
Right.
His name's Bruce. He stopped by one day after we put this rock there and painted it. And he said, "Sam, is there something that I need to know about this purple rock?" And I said, "Bruce, I don't want you to tell anybody this, but the logic's pretty clear. There's only four purple rocks on Highway HH. So that gives a student that comes to train here about a 25% chance of finding the Freedom Center.
The right one. Yep. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
I'm Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. cows, too.
Easoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.